I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. London welcomed the new year with a pyrotechnic display along the River Thames as the iconic Big Ben struck midnight. London was one of numerous cities around the world to welcome 2025 with spectacular light shows to entertain thousands of holiday revelers. New York City brought in the new year with the traditional drop of a large crystal-covered ball in Times Square. A new report by the United Nations Human Rights Office says repeated Israeli attacks on hospitals in Gaza has brought the Palestinian enclave's healthcare system to, quote, the brink of total collapse. The report says Israel has conducted at least 136 strikes on at least 27 hospitals and 12 other medical facilities between October 2023, when Hamas militants launched its deadly surprise attack on southern Israel, and June 30, 2024. The attacks have led to scores of casualties among medical staff and civilians and caused significant damage, if not complete destruction, of civilian infrastructure. Jeremy Lawrence, the spokesperson for the UN's Human Rights Office, says Israel's actions have violated international law.
Intentionally directing attacks against hospitals and places where the sick and wounded are treated, provided they are not military objectives, is a war crime. Intentionally directing attacks against the civilian population as such, or against individuals not taking direct part in hostilities, is a war crime. And intentionally disproportionate attacks is also a war crime.
This is VOA News. Israel's permanent UN mission in Geneva issued an 11-page response describing the findings as one of many examples, quote, of the inherent obsession of the High Commissioner's office with vilifying Israel. Nearly all of Puerto Rico is beginning the new year in the dark. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest details on the situation in the U.S. Caribbean territory.
LUMA Energy says nearly 90% of its 1.4 million clients across Puerto Rico are in the dark, likely caused by a failure of an underground power line. Some clients had their power restored, including hospitals and Puerto Rico's water and sewer company. The San Juan Airport remains open. These types of outages have been blamed on a crumbling power grid damaged by Category 4 Hurricane Maria in 2017. The White House says President Biden was briefed on the outage, and Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm spoke with Puerto Rico's governor and, at the president's direction, offered federal assistance to speed the restoration of power. I'm Ed Donahue.
Panama on Tuesday celebrated the 25th anniversary of the handover of the Panama Canal from the United States, a move that has recently come under fire from President-elect Donald Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino calls it a mix of happiness and sadness.
Que nos invade por la muerte del presidente Jimmy Carter.
With the anniversary coming 2 days after the death of Jimmy Carter, who negotiated the 1999 handover deal, Trump calls it a foolish deal, blasting the higher fees Panama's imposed to use the canal, if that doesn't change before he takes office in 3 weeks.
We will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
Mulino did not directly refer to that, but
en nuestras manos se va a quedar para siempre.
Said, rest assured, the canal will stay in Panama's hands forever. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in London are searching for a burglar who carried out a daring robbery last month. Investigators say the burglar broke into an occupied mansion and stole about $13 million worth of jewelry, designer handbags, and cash. Among the stolen items were a diamond ring, diamond earrings, and a clip studded with gold, diamonds, and sapphires. The owners were not at home when the suspect broke in by climbing through a second floor window. But the couple's employees were there, with surveillance footage showing a housekeeper narrowly avoiding the armed intruder. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.